There are so many different needs out there that I would not know exactly how I ought to pray. But friend, God has ordained that we have a helper. I'm going to play a song that lets you know exactly how I pray many, many times. And maybe you also have experienced this wonderful prayer partner. Listen to Tina as she tells about that special prayer helper in time of prayer.
I could see the pain in your eyes, despair upon your face. It really touched my heart when you asked me to pray. I took you to the Father, but couldn't find words to say. So I yielded to the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit prayed. He felt the grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed.
In Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1 tells us that Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain. And she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. The first person ever born on this new earth, after God had put everything in place, created the couple, their first child chose the same occupation as his parents. He became a farmer. He would till the ground, plant his crops, and gather in the fruit thereof. He was a farmer just like his dad. But Abel, the second son, the second person to ever be born on the earth, became a sheep rancher. He was a keeper of the sheep. Sheep gives forth wool. They would need the wool to cover their nakedness, to keep them warm in the winter. So it was only a sensible thing to do, to have one of the boys working in the sheep and another working in the fields planting the food that they would need. I believe also that Adam and Eve had several other children not long after these two were born. I believe they had sons and daughters on a regular basis, even before Cain killed Abel. We do know the Bible says that Cain went to the land of Nod, and there he found a wife. So I believe that even while Cain and Abel was growing up, they had brothers and sisters to grow up, and worship to them was a family affair. I believe all the children brought offerings to the Lord. This was not a sin sacrifice. This was an offering, a free will offering, a love offering, if you will. And the Bible tells us that the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. This angered Cain. God said to Cain, "Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If you had done well, would you not have been accepted? And if you do not well, sin is lying at the door." He said, if you're not doing well, sin lieth at the door. Sin is an unwelcome guest. Sin is lying at the door. seeking an entrance into your life. Sin comes to your door to do no good for you. Sin comes to kill and steal and destroy. You see what it done to Cain? God told him, sin is at the door, Cain. This would have been a good time for Cain to repent. This would have been a good time for Cain to say, God, help me. I need your help. I'm unable to conquer this sin that's lying at the door. I want you to strengthen me, to give me what I need to resist that sin that lies at my door. Christian friend, I believe that there is sin lying outside your door, waiting to come in, waiting to kill, destroy, and steal, ready to steal your salvation, ready to kill your joy, ready to destroy you and your family. It's a hideous thing. Sin takes no prisoners. Sin doesn't care how much you love your children, how much you love your wife. Once sin comes through the door, it will destroy your family. We need to do well. In Acts, the 15th chapter, the Bible says, if you abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourself, you shall do well. And then Paul wrote in Romans, the 2nd chapter, verse 7, he says, to them who by patience continue in well-doing, seek for the glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Paul told the Galatians, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? You did run well. When you were obeying the truth, you were doing well. But someone or something hindered you that caused you to not obey the truth. You need to run well. You need to obey the truth. And James tells us, if you fulfill the royal law, I like that phrase, the royal law, according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. Peter put it like this, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Cain was not doing well, and the reason for that was sin was lying at the door. God knew Cain's heart. He knows the heart of all mankind. God knows what you're thinking, because whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Cain was a jealous man. Cain was not only a jealous man, he was a lying man. When God says, where is your brother? Cain answered, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? He became a lying Cain. And then when God told him what he'd done to his brother, Cain still did not repent. God had given him an opportunity earlier when he told him that sin was lying at the door. And then once he was confronted by God on this sin, he didn't repent. He didn't ask for forgiveness. He didn't seek the pardon of God. He was obstinate. He was a lying, murdering, obstinate man. And when God revealed to him his judgment, he didn't ask for mercy. He just argued with God and told him, this is too much. In so many words, he was saying, you are unjust, God. the punishment doesn't fit the crime. But it did. Those who slay the innocent without a cause deserves to be separated from society.